Vanessa, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. It had to have been on my end then a while ago.
Yeah, you're fine.
First off, thank you for coming onto this podcast.
Oh, yeah, thank you for having me.
First, how does it feel to be a part of such a special team that hasn't been this far since 94?
Oh, man. It's crazy. It's so crazy. I'm just super proud of them, honestly. But to even think about, like, oh, it's just hard to wrap. It's just hard to wrap my head around it.
Well, I'm sure cheerleading isn't the only sport that you're involved in. What other sports are you involved in?
I run cross country, play basketball, and run track.
Who would you say is probably your biggest mentor in sports?
Oh, man. I've been coached by a lot of people, and they've all been very impactful on me. But Coach Sullivan and Coach Jeffrey, they've been my biggest mentors.
Who would you say is your biggest fan?
My biggest fan, definitely my family. When anything happens, anything good happens, they're always just encouraging and so excited for me. And they always just want me to do my best. So I'd have to say my family.
How does it feel to have so many little girls in the Piper community come up to you and say that they want to be a cheerleader just like you when they grow up?
Oh man, it is one of the best feelings ever. Oh, they are just the cutest little girls ever. And oh man, nothing can compare to that, honestly. I just love it. I love them. I'm sad it's my last year. I won't get to do another mini cheer camp with them or get adopted by anyone else. But yeah, they're the main reason why I love to cheer.
How excited are you to be one game away from being able to cheer at Cowboy Stadium?
Oh man, super excited. Oh man, my family, we're big Dallas Cowboys fans, even though they're not doing too good. But that's all I've been raised, so it'd be a dream to go cheer at the AT&T Stadium.
How close would you say that this cheerleading squad is?
Super close. Oh, we have tons of fun. We do everything. We laugh about like 90% of the time. So yeah, we're pretty close.
Do you have any pregame rituals that you do before you cheer at any of the games?
yes. on the bus, we started this thing and we just basically sing the entire ride. Then when we get to the game, we, like TikTok is a big thing nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we always make a TikTok. And then before the guys run out of the tunnel, we do like a little chant that we made up. So yeah, we do have some pregame
What do you think it'll take for the boys to beat Stratford tomorrow night?
rituals. Oh, honestly, just the confidence that they have been playing with and just the mindset that they've been having, they can do it, and we all believe in them. They just have to, I think, just stick to their game plan and play Piper football.
That's what I think too, because a lot of people have been surprised the second half of the season. I think they were all surprised when the Pipers blew out Albany. That
Oh
kind of
yeah.
turned a lot of people's heads.
Oh yeah, I got everyone looking.
Last question. Have you committed to any college yet? And if so, what would you like to major in?
I have not committed to any college yet, but I think I'm either gonna go the education route, teaching, or become a physical therapist.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
This is usually where I end the podcast. So I'm going to let you give a shout out to your family, whoever you want to give a shout out to. The floor is all yours, Vanessa.
All righty. First, I want to shout out the class of 2020. We all involved in many things and we're all super close, so shout out to them. My friends, they know who they are. My family, of course, for always just being so supportive and everything I do, and my cheer team. It's just been amazing to cheer my last year with them, and they're so fun, and each of them are special to me. So I just want them to know that.
Well, thank you for coming on this podcast, Vanessa. And hopefully I can have you on the podcast next week before we go to AT&T Stadium, hopefully.
Of course, of course. Thank you for
Well,
having me.
thank you so much.